Merry Christmas. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Isaac Newton, you know that name, English physicist, mathematician, and astronomer. Clara Barton, American nurse and founder of the Red Cross. Humphrey Bogart, American actor. Here's looking at you, kid. Ricky Henderson, American professional baseball player, the stolen base king, played with the A's and the Yankees. Do you know what these four celebrities, along with hundreds of other well-known historical figures, have in common? Today is their birthday. They all have birthdays today on the 25th. Now, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. I wouldn't think you'd get as many gifts, right? Now, of course, all of us are gathered here today, not for any of them, but for a much more famous person, at least in our eyes, born on this date, or as near as historians can tell. And I'm not speaking of Sol Invictus, the pagan Roman sun god who actually wasn't worshipped on December 25th until the late 3rd century AD, almost 300 years after the Christians first celebrated the birth of that other famous guy, the reason we're here today, the birth of Jesus Christ, Son of Man and Son of God. So what does being born, and especially the date that we are born, tell us? Almost every day, I open our local newspaper, the Hastings Tribune, and usually below the crossword puzzle and to the left of Dear Abby and the comics is something known as the astrograph. But I doubt you've ever looked at it, though, right? You don't pay attention to that. You may not realize the actual theological beliefs that are the underpinnings of the astrograph, which is just a fancy way of saying horoscope, which you might think is just another fancy word. So, let me give you the My Big Fat Greek Wedding definition of horoscope. Horoscope. You see, you have the Latin word horoscopus. This is two words put together, ora, which means time or hour, and scopus, which means observer or watcher. So you see, put together, you have the Greek word horoscopus, which means literally observer of the hour of birth. There you go. In short, who you are, your personality, your strengths and weaknesses, your past and your future, are tied to when you are born, which is then connected to where the stars and planets were on the day of your birth. That's the term astrology. Now, according to astrology.com, as well as the astrograph listed in the Tribune, all people born between December 22nd and January 19th are goats. Well, that's their sign. They're technically Capricorns. And wonder of all wonders, since my birthday falls on January 12th, I am a fellow Capricorn with Isaac and Clara and Humphrey and Ricky and, of course, Jesus. Would you like to hear what all of us are like because of how and when we were born? According to astrology.com, people born during this time period are born under the sign of Capricorn, which is the 10th in the zodiac sequence. Ruled by the element of earth, you're one of the most down-to-earth of the star signs. Oh, yeah. Ruled by the element of earth, it means that you have your feet firmly planted on the ground and that you tend to be cautious in everything you do. Few people are regarded as practical and ambitious as Capricorn. Yours is the 10th sign, an earthly element, which makes you precisely down to earth and matter of fact. Caution is your second name? And this is due to Saturn being your ruling planet. Never thought about that one. You are sometimes shy. And you lack self-confidence and self-esteem. I gotta stop there. That's enough for me. Most of you know me well enough. There might be a couple of things in there, not to pat myself on the back, but come on, that's not me. Now, I'm similar but quite different, and reading history of Isaac Newton, Clara Barton, Humphrey Bogart, Ricky Henderson, and especially Jesus, that just doesn't fit. If I can't trust the astrograph horoscope or any other pagan nonsense to figure out who I am, who can I trust? This is part of why John, the youngest disciple of Jesus, the one whom he loved, the one in the picture of the Last Supper that many of us have hanging in our homes in various places with the disciple leaning against Jesus' shoulder, John writes to us in the gospel for today. You see, John is dealing with paganism in his time as well. And paganism really is just simply unbelief. It's been around since Adam and Eve. John was dealing with a form of paganism technically known as Gnosticism, which comes from the Greek word gnosis, which I won't go there. But Gnosticism is a belief that one's identity and reality was shaped not by flesh or blood, but by spiritual knowledge and awakening. It's very similar to Greek dualism, and that the world consists of physical and spiritual, but the spiritual is the most real and the most important for you. In other words, you are saved not by faith, but by knowledge and your ascension to it. Which is why paganism and Gnosticism in your sinful nature has the most difficult of time dealing with God who would become what? Flesh and blood. The incarnation. So John presents a different reality for you and me, especially regarding our actual birth. He says this, "The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world." And John here is not speaking of the light of stars and planets. He continues, "He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." See, just like in our time, many people have turned away from the truth of Scripture, of faith in Christ, the light of the world, and instead sought after false knowledge and dangerous doctrines. John continues, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but born of God." Did you catch that? God's word this Christmas day points us to our birth, not our actual birth date, but to our birth of God. So what's most important to you? To be a child of the world, of blood, of your will, of the flesh, or of God? Now, our first birth certainly gives physical life, and we should honor our mothers, who brought us forth with God's help and fathers into this world. But because of sin, our actual physical life is attached to sin and vice versa. We have challenges, we have problems. Many of you will probably have to go back to work tomorrow or Tuesday. You have bills that still need to be paid, family relationships that need mending, doctor's appointments and tests and prognoses that you may not like. Which is why Jesus, the light, comes into this world for you. It's why Jesus commands baptism and promises forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation through this simple washing with water and the Word. And so you are born again in your baptism, in faith. Listen to the epistle text again. Titus summarizes it beautifully. Pay attention to the water language. "When the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now it's important to keep track of times, dates, seasons, stars, and planets. This in and of itself is not a bad thing. So if you got a telescope for Christmas, please use it. Trusting, however, believing that these times, dates, and seasons define who you are and to whom you belong, that's utter foolishness, utter nonsense. For you are God's own child. He has washed you of such sinful knowledge and arrogance by the blood of his only Son, the light of the world, who subjected himself to the times, dates, and authority of this world in his crucifixion, that his blood might cleanse you and all who believe in him. We thus celebrate today. We lift our voices in song and chanting, just as the angels have, as they continue to do in heaven with our loved ones as well. We celebrate today, December 25th, because it is only through the birth and life of Jesus that you and I have any life or hope at all. We thus place our faith not in knowledge or how the stars aligned or were aligned on the day of our birth. We place our faith solely in Christ, in God who comes time and time again, as he spoke in the past through the prophets, as he came in the cloud that covered over the tabernacle and the temple and the fire that burned there as well, and as he continues to come to you daily in your baptism, in the reading, preaching of his word, and especially in the simple bread and wine that is his body and blood. Thus the light of Christ comes to you, especially this day, as we celebrate his birth and our birth in him. For the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So happy birthday. Merry Christmas. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.